This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. It's Europa Vision time again, the second show of the week in the build-up to the Ajax game. I'm still coming off a cold, that's why these shows were delayed slightly. Joining me, Armin Mizoyan, to discuss all things Ajax. Welcome.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You know more Dutch than me, probably, so I'll leave that to you.
I had a family member who lived in Amsterdam and I used to visit them fairly recently, quite a lot. So a bit of a busman's holiday this trip to Ajax, but always a pleasure. A great stadium, so it's a real treat.
Should be a good time.
A team I wanted in the final, but I didn't think they would get to the final. But saying that, they are improved, much improved. They were looking at the relegation picture at the start of the season, but in has come... I look at his name and the first thing that comes to my head is John Can't Skip.
I think John Can't Chip.
It's John Vant Ship.
Yes.
Is that how they pronounce it over in the wonderful land of Holland?
We'll have to ask some of the Dutch subscribers, but I think it was close enough.
He has actually done an underrated job. I mean, they're now fifth. And potentially, I mean, they looked like they were washed up and it was game over for them. They were so far off. I mean, when we were looking at AZ back in the group stages, we'd always, you know, be chuckling at the league table and where Ajax were. Because they were nowhere, were they?
No, they were far away, but we always added they had a few games in hand. And it seems they hit rock bottom. They got absolutely tanked by PSV.
Yeah.
And then the manager got sacked, and this is where they've brought in, and we said it's a bit odd, they've brought in a caretaker manager, but they've given him a year and a half kind of deal. So it's not really a caretaker. So I don't know. I thought a caretaker
interim
was just,
manager until I get a name. Or until Ten Hag goes back.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I mean. It's not going to take 18 months for that, surely.
Supporting the show, something My Old Man Said's been using for a few years now, NordVPN are offering our listeners an extra special deal because it's their birthday. They're offering a birthday exclusive where, as well as big savings on their plans, you get 4 extra months free plus a free Uber Eats voucher as well. NordVPN allows you to watch your favorite screens and other content no matter where you are by switching your virtual location to access apps and websites in other countries. It also protects you from people monitoring what you are watching, which can be useful for various reasons, as well as protecting your safety. One NordVPN account protects up to 6 devices, so you can pretty much protect a whole household. To find out more about the benefits and also access their birthday savings package, go to nordvpn.com/moms, and to top it off, you also get a 30-day money-back guarantee as well. But under John Van Skip, their record. They've actually, since he's come in, they would have been second on 34 points behind PSV. That's the record since he's been in. That's the 30th of October last year. They've played two games more than PSV and Feyenoord, but they are on 34 points. So that's those 16 games, 10 wins, 4 draws, 2 losses. So a bit of a resurgence, which has seen them blast up the table. And I don't know, I think they should hunt down AZ, because AZ in that time, last 15 games, won 4, drawn 6, lost 5. They're like 11th best record since John van Schip's in. And actually, if you look at the Dutch table now, I mean, they did beat Ajax, so yeah, you've got to give weekend. Them that. But they're only 4 points behind them, 5th to 4th. So I think they'll take over based on the current form.
Yeah, and they've just beaten this weekend Utrecht, who they're kind of closing that gap beneath themselves as well. So yeah, they're going to try and hunt down Alkmaar, who we've seen aren't really all that either. So they're very much were beatable when we played them. So
I know you'd expect AZ to got through that group. So the fact that Legia Warsaw pipped them to it tells you all you need to know about AZ and potentially the Dutch league nowadays.
Yeah. Having said that, if you remember our first pods when we first got the groups, the three teams in our group, we looked at kind of stadium sizes. We looked at, you know, what the team's about, what they're worth on Transfermarkt. And this will be the first game we have against someone that is a very, very big club in stature. And it shows in their kind of data, doesn't it, in terms of...
Well, you just need the name Ajax. That's all you need, really.
You do. But then when we looked at Hibs, for example, we were talking about signings in the kind of £200,000 bracket, whereas now we're dealing with a team that has a 30 million plus record signing in euros in Steven Bergwijn, who's playing for them now.
But they also bought a Middlesbrough forward.
They did. Akpom. We'll get on to him.
I mean, he scored, I think it was like 28 goals in the season before he went from Middlesbrough to Ajax. And I mean, previously he'd popped up all over the place, like Hull, Forest. I think he started off at Arsenal. So it's interesting that he didn't make the jump from Middlesbrough to the Premier League, that he went to the Dutch league.
Yeah. I'm amazed he's only 28, he says still, because it feels like, I remember him being at Arsenal, feels like about 20 years ago. So yeah, he's been around a long time.
Just to pick up on what you said about that Transfermarkt. I mean, Transfermarkt is kind of guesstimates and fees, transfer fees to make their evaluation of the squad. But if Ajax is 203 million Villa in comparison, that's euros, to give you a comparison, is 623. So you're looking at, on their guesstimates, Villa are 3 times more expensive for their squad.
Yeah.
Which tells you where we are in terms of the Premier League and other leagues. And the Dutch league, behind the Spanish league, Italian league, German league, would you, with the French league? I mean, the French league have obviously got a powerhouse in terms of money in Paris Saint-Germain. But in terms of the teams after that, I think they're pretty much on the same level, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that the top French teams would beat the top Dutch teams. But then I think after that, it's probably quite similar. Some good players coming through. They're really just supply systems now, aren't they?
The food chain. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just low on the food chain.
Which
now,
is sad, because Ajax traditionally were, I mean, Ten Hag actually did a good job recently to, I mean, that's why he got the United job, to get Ajax punching above their weight. But, you know, they are multiple winners of the European Cup, so that tells you all you need to know. And one of the, you know, true European greats, but one of the biggest victims of what's happened with the Premier League, you would say.
Yeah. Well, look at that team that beat Tottenham. They lost everybody within kind of 18 months. Everyone from that team left. And actually, none of them have really gone on to do that much.
And it was so inevitable as well that they were going to get stripped straight away.
Well, if they keep pulling Man United's pants down, then I'm fine with that as well, so they can keep doing that.
Anything else on John van Schip?
Yeah, if you're looking at his career as a whole so far, he's got some similarities with Big Ange Postecoglou in that he's managed all over the place, and most importantly, he's managed in Australia before moving to Mexico, then back to Australia. So he's managed 2 Melbourne sides, and he's gone back to Holland. And then obviously he's been the Greece manager as well until 2021. So
a great connection.
Yeah, there's that connection as well. So he's obviously well-traveled. He's an Ajax man. So this is, I think, something that we can look out for in kind of the passion maybe of the team, because he's had most of his career was at Ajax, so he's very much one of their men. So that this could be quite a kind of hearty kind of team that's going to play us. There's another side to this that actually I think could have a backstory that could affect the team as well, is that it's quite a tragic one. His wife passed away last year just before he got the job. And I think there were articles about it that you know, she wanted him to take the job if it ever came up, and obviously she passed away. So there's that kind of almost emotional side that, you know, could play into their hands, and it could give the kind of boy the whole of their team and club, and maybe it has done up to now. So just something to know and look out for.
Yeah, and I mean, people, when they have like a tragic loss, sometimes, you know, they look to something to actually focus on to take their mind off it, which is normally work, isn't it? So there's no doubt he'll be 100% invested in this. I mean, we don't want his year to get even worse, but...
we kind of do, but...
we kind of do, that's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had the same effect as Big Ange has on Spurs as well. In the broadest of strokes of turning their fortunes around. I haven't watched enough of Ajax to know what kind of team they are. They only just got over the line in Norway.
Mm.
I mean, I know one of the heads of the big supporter groups there, and, you know, when the draw was made, he messaged me and he just said, you'll have no problems.
Mm.
And I said, it's all right, we're sending our under-18s, so... we know, so we want to use it as a good game to test out our under-18s. Just wanted to lead them into a false sense of security. If he feeds that one back to John, can't skip.
John von Chip.
The biggest indication we have, although this was under his tenureship, was they played Brighton in the Europa League.
Yeah,
Brighton. I thought they made short work of it. I mean, 2-0 both legs was comfortable, isn't it?
It wasn't.
Brighton pretty much out Ajax in Ajax.
They were, and I watched the extended highlights of those games. I didn't watch them live because I think we were playing at the same time a couple of times, one of the times. But it's the way they played through them, through the wings and through the... Like, it was similar to kind of how we attack and how we play. And the main thing is, I think Bailey's going to have a great time because they seem to be incapable of coping with players on the wing turning inside onto their kind of stronger foot. And they were just torn through the middle, torn from the flanks. So that, I think defensively, and I think you've pointed out before that they ship a lot of goals. And I do think there's goals in this for us.
I'm not 100% that Emery will start Bailey against them.
Because he's resting?
Yeah, because Diaby's been coming off the bench, and I think he might, if he's looking to do the, let's say, he'll obviously have an eye on the Spurs game, but at the same time, there's rotation, but it's not really rotation, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
Diaby for Bailey is one of those...
Yeah.
Where there's a decision to make, and it's like, well, actually, let's save Bailey for Spurs. Let's give Diaby. This game might suit him a bit more, perhaps, because it's not like against some, you know, big, fast, furious juggernaut Premier League defence.
No, and from memory, Diaby did quite well at AZ.
Yeah.
I'm sure he got amongst the goals. And he also, if you saw the Villa Twitter page or X page, whatever you want to call it, they shared his assist the other day, so against Luton. And if you watch how he celebrated his assist, I just feel like you're right, he's on a kind of resurgence path where I think it might do him good just to start the game. And if he brings some of that positivity into it as well.
So I think that's definitely one change to look out for. I think that is a potential. Mm. Then the big question is, if Ramsey's not 100%, who will he play?
In the middle, I guess you've got your automatics. I think Louise McGinn for sure. And then I guess it has to be a Tielemans, because we've got rid of Dendonka. I mean, there's Erogbenham, unless you want to bring him in as a defensive, but I don't think this is a game for Tim Erogbenham.
Yeah, because I don't think anybody's going to go, you know, all out change, but there's some logical changes that allow you to still be good, but also just give you a little bit of freshness for that Spurs game. I mean, Bailey's a perfect example.
Mm.
Also, playing Zaniola instead of Watkins would be a good idea as well. No, I'm joking. Instead of Ramsey... Who came on? Rodgers, didn't he? Would you start Rodgers?
Not yet, no.
So who would you go for? Would you go for Zaniola?
Do you mean as the third kind of attacking player?
Yeah.
I think I would play a Tielemans.
But didn't he start against Luton?
But maybe he'll start Bailey, that's the thing. I'm not convinced that he's not going to... I think Bailey will want to play this game, and I'm not convinced that he... he's not going to start that one.
Yeah, but if Diaby plays, I don't know if he'll go away from home if he'll go for both of them.
Diaby. Yeah. So it's basically either Irobinen plays and McGinn further up, which won't happen, or Zaniolo or Rodgers. And I think Zaniolo is more likely to start this game. I mean, it could be a good game for Rodgers because, again, they struggle against pacey width. But whether or not he's been here long enough to kind of start a big game like this, I'm not sure. So Zaniolo's got the pedigree. He's played in European finals.
I think Rodgers or Zaniolo will get the start here.
I'd be tempted to go Zaniolo just because he's played in the Conference League final. He's played in games of this kind of magnitude before. I think Rodgers maybe a bit too soon in his Villa career to be starting a game quite as big as this.
Well, I mean, you know, you throw Graham Fentanyl in the cup final, there's never... Never at too early time. I mean, there is also the option of going Diaby and Bailey, but I don't know. I think if you want to keep one eye on Spurs at least, I think the Bailey Diaby switch has a good logic to it.
But the form Bailey's on, he's almost made himself on. I mean, Watkins and Martinez are the big two because we can't replace them. And after that, I think Bailey's as important as anybody at the moment, and actually to get the best out of Watkins. So I think Bailey will want to play. That's another thing.
I don't care if he wants to play. Of course he wants to play, but I'm talking about from Emery's point of view, because there's not much scope in terms of freshening things up. I mean, Torres is ready. Would you put him in this game to get him up to speed against Spurs? Because it's not just a matter of him starting against Spurs. He also, ideal world, he comes on in this game, gets a few minutes just to get him up to speed.
I think we'll see Longley in concert. Personally, I just have a feeling that he's going to rest. He's going to rest Torres.
The other decision would be Luka Dean. I would start Luka Dean against Spurs, I think.
Yeah, as long as he starts against Spurs, I'm not too bothered which one of them plays against Ajax. Although what I will say is that their front three are good, and they're good by our standards in the Premier League and kind of the elite standards. I think they're a risk if Moreno's not quite up to it at the back. I think he'll get found out, and same with Cash. So. Yeah, it is important he plays. Dean, I think, gives a little bit more stability in that position. But you're right, the Spurs game is the bigger game.
I'm not saying you're resting up. There's two ways of approaching it. You can either make little tweaks with the Spurs game in mind, but we don't have the fullest of squad, and the Ramsey situation is not helpful because he was a useful addition to come back from injury. So you could look at the Bailey situation. He's probably the only key asset that you could rest.
Yeah.
But saying that, you've also got a situation if you start dilly-dallying around, Ajax will be looking at this and go full pelt.
Yeah.
So do you try to take them out in the first leg?
I'd like to see us do what we did to AZ and just bury them away. And for me, I would start our strongest team, and I would play Bailey and I would play Diaby if they can find a way to make that system work, because I think we can crush them if we all turn up with our strongest team away and basically end the tie, allow us to rest players in the home leg. And look, do you know how many times in the last 2-3 years have we played a team on a Sunday and said, oh, they've played midweek and we've had a week rest and we've lost? And I just think if we're going to be trying to compete on all fronts in Europe next year as well in a better competition, we just need to play our best team and win games where we can. And this is a huge one. I think put this game to bed away, see what we have left for Tottenham.
I don't think it's going to be that easy.
I think we could.
I don't think we're going to be beating them 4-1 as we did with AZ.
No, but even a 2-1 win away.
They're a much better team now than they were at the start of the season, as we've already said. I think they're better than AZ, even though AZ beat them. You've also got a big stadium, which is, a formidable atmosphere as well. So this isn't dicking around with AZ.
No, it's not 4-1, but I think any kind of win away, I think we're capable of. And even a 2-1, I think, almost puts the ties to bed. I'd take a draw. You take a draw now?
Well, not now. I'd never take a draw, but a draw isn't a bad result. In Europe, it's a good result away from home.
Yeah. Not as good as it used to be with the old away goals rules, but yeah.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Still good.
There's a complacency thing about this tournament because we've been the favourites from the start. And the good news about Ajax was, as we said in previous shows, is at least in terms of the players' complacency, they will see it as a big, you've got to get up for this.
Yeah.
The banana skin element isn't, if we get beat by Ajax in this round, it's not banana skin. It's like we've been beaten by Ajax. We have to pull out a performance to beat them. It's
definitely
whatever people say. It's probably the biggest team in terms of pedigree and history in this tournament left.
It was Van der Vaart who said, I don't know why he said it, but after their defeat, I think it was to AZ, he said that they should just get out of this competition because they're not getting any further and focus on next season. But I don't really agree with that, because this is probably the best thing they could focus on now, is trying to win this competition.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they want to get into Europe next season, which I think they should do. It's the Dutch league after all.
Yeah.
But if they beat Villa here, then suddenly they'll be focused to win it. And if you can beat Villa, you can win this.
Yeah.
In terms of their threats, as you said, their front line is up there. I mean, Brian Brobbey, who's only 22, he's their top scorer this season with 15, 7 assists as well. So a bit of a Watkins-like there, light there.
Yeah, he's been linked to all the usual suspects, Arsenal and Chelsea, and he's being linked with big moves this summer.
I mean, we mentioned Chuba Akpon earlier on. He's more coming off the bench. If anything, he's only started 3 games in the Dutch league this season, although he's managed to score 6 goals, so useful off the bench, you would have to say. Another player who has been, a young player that's been impressing, has been the Icelandic guy, Christian Helenson.
Yeah,
who attacking midfielder, who's also scored 6 as well.
Yeah, I've seen in last round that there's a Stephen, but they pronounce it as Berghaus, but it's spelled with an I instead. But it's Berghaus, I'm going to call him. But he's done some really, really magical kind of attacking stuff. He seems to have a really good touch, so he's a real threat out wide. So I think it's their front three really that's the danger for me. And Stephen Gwijn, who we know he scored against us for Tottenham, actually on his day, he's a very, very good player. He just never really had the consistency and fitness, I think, at Spurs.
We haven't mentioned Henderson yet.
Well, they always lose when he plays, apart from this weekend.
They beat Utrecht with Henderson playing.
Yep.
I mean, obviously Henderson's no mug, and this is why I don't think this is no walk in the park.
No, I didn't mean to imply it was.
You could see, you could see Henderson finding his feet where the pressure's maybe off in the Europa Conference League.
Yeah,
you just don't know how it would manifest itself. But against Utrecht, they played wing backs, didn't they? 3 centre backs, and then like a 4-man midfield with Brobbey playing as a lone striker. So there'll be plenty of bodies in the middle there. So I don't know how easy they will be to play through, as Villa have been doing it, as they did against AZ so comfortably.
To me, the thing is that when I think to the, and it's not to always make comparisons to it, but the AZ game, that Villa team took its chances, and recently we've either been on it and scoring chances in the game, or we've just been missing chance after chance, which is why we had that bad spell. A lot of it was down to just awful, awful finishing.
Yeah.
And if we can, I think we'll get chances, is what I'm trying to say, because I think their defensive line is probably their weakness. I mean, they've got...
And they've been shipping goals.
Yeah, they're shipping goals. They've got a 17-year-old centre-back as their kind of star, and Joro Hato, who's linked again with Arsenal and all the usual teams. But they've leaked a lot of goals this season. And on our day, we're going to create chances. Even away, I think we'll create chances because we're good. We're a good team. But are we going to put them away? That's the question.
Because I think the idea was with Henderson was to, at least from a defensive side of the midfield role, was to hopefully shore him up a bit. But doesn't seem to be having much of an effect.
Well, no, he was criticised really heavily again by Van der Vaart, who he just said he's like a crab, basically. He plays sideways, and that's it. He doesn't add anything going forwards.
just a crab. Apart from the recent game against Utrecht, they're normally conceding a couple of goals in pretty much every game, at least two, which, Watkins must be relishing this opportunity.
Yeah.
Going back to their defensive record, I mean, they've shipped 43 goals in 24 games. And this isn't also down to that early season poor patch. I mean, obviously, they took a thumping against PSV. But as I said recently, they're still shipping goals. But also, they're third highest scorers as well. So they're not slouches at the other end. But in the Dutch league, top three, PSV, just to context, PSV have only conceded 13 goals in 24. Feyenoord have conceded 19. So you can see where they've conceded over twice of where they really should be if they were purring in the Dutch league.
Well, they hosted PSV at the beginning of February, and that was a 1-1 draw. So that gives us an insight into the fact they've possibly got it together a bit more now. And they, again, it's not to ever imply it's going to be an easy game, but I do think we're capable of winning away, especially the way we play. I think we could counter them quite well if we needed to on the break. It's why I hope Bailey plays, because looking at the goals Brighton have scored against them, I just think he is, the form he's on and how confident he is, I think he would tear them apart on that right side.
Obviously the conversation is the thinking process is Emery will be thinking, have I already got enough without Bailey to do a job? And then Bailey comes in against Spurs fresh. I think that is the main decision.
One thing to point out as well is that when we were doing the group stage shows, we were kind of a bit skeptical about the defenders we had in Longley coming in. He didn't really feature at all, did he, in the league for us? But what's good now is we're going into this with a lot more confidence in him. He's played a lot. He's had to, and he's kind of got 2-3 months under his belt now of regular football. So even if he does start, you're not panicking quite as much as when we were in Poland and there was like an unfamiliar back line. Now that there's a lot more kind of rotation that's had to happen due to injury. So there's at least a bit more calm, I think, at the back.
Yeah, the only thing is, I think the Ajax front line, as we've mentioned, are quite nippy. So we don't want to be too pedestrian.
I think that the cheese wire is going to be tested here, because Broby will play right on the shoulder. And it's strange because I don't know if they have VAR actually in Holland, but he's a few of the goals on his highlights reel just look offside, completely offside, but they've been allowed as goals.
Yeah, so he plays on the margins.
It does. So I think either this is going to be one of those where we just, get 12 offside decisions our way, or he's going to catch us out once and it could punish us. But
Jurel Hatto, can a 17-year-old keep Watkins at bay? It's amazing. He's pretty much ever present, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very, very highly rated. And that made me think, God, he must be good. And then look at how many goals they've conceded. And I think, well, maybe he's not quite ready to be playing this many games. But we'll find out.
Oh, he's already in the Dutch senior squad.
Yeah.
And will probably be in the Euros. So it's pretty good for a 17-year-old. Be quite interested to watch him, actually.
Especially
from a scouting point of view for a Champions League campaign next season.
Exactly. And also against a striker that's, smashing kind of through Europe with his goals and assists tally. So Watkins is going to be a handful for him. So let's see.
Last season, Hatto was in the Dutch Cup final, the KNVB Cup final. He must have been 16 then. Between Ajax and PSV, and PSV won that 3-2 on penalties. So that suggests Ajax aren't all that good at penalties, just in case. Looking ahead to Villa Park, if it does go to penalties.
Well, listen to the other pod we've recorded, which will give you our 5 penalty takers and see, Villa, see if we can beat them.
Yeah, I think Ajax still with work to do. Hopefully we can put them out of their misery so they can concentrate on sorting their team out for the future. But the interesting thing is, I mean, the conversation of, it always pops up, what would you rather have, the qualifying for the Champions League or winning the Europa League? This is all about doing both. This is the Conference League is a very good dress rehearsal for the Champions League, actually, because the last thing you want, which is something Newcastle didn't have.
Yeah.
They just went straight in cold. They came out of nowhere, didn't they? Qualified for the Champions League. In terms of managing that twin demands, they just assumed they'd be challenging this year for the Champions League places. So if they got knocked out, they'll be in again next year, but didn't pan out that way. But Villa, very valuable, I think, this Europa Conference League, because you suddenly get used to managing that twin assault.
Yeah.
But very closely to the demands of the Champions League. It's just the opposition is obviously slightly lesser, but, you know, you're playing teams that have got Champions League credentials.
No, I agree. It's great from the experience point of view. And as you say, it's Newcastle were unlucky with their group, but they didn't have that experience going into it. They've gone from a relegation scrap to suddenly finding themselves in the Champions League team. But I think the other thing is that, you know, we're all hoping we play Champions League football next year, and we're not going to get there and then say, oh, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to do well in the league or win the Champions League? You just have to get used to playing in both and winning in both. And that's just what the best teams do. So trying to always pit one against the other, I don't think
it's for small time people. It's for small time fans. I don't think any team that's used to Champions League has that conversation. They don't go, oh, what do you want to do? Win the FA Cup or get the Champions? No. It's not even in their vernacular. It's so, get that out of your mouth.
And I think you're playing Ajax. You haven't been in Europe in how long? You're playing Ajax. I think that's why I would like to see Bailey, and I want to see I totally understand the Tottenham point, but I just want to see us go there and win and show them how good we are and finish the tie if we can. Because it's not the biggest competition, but we just need trophies and we need Champions League qualifications all at the same time, not one or the other.
Yeah. Going back to the original point, it's a perfect preparation for the Champions League if you do get into that. And I would expect us to manage this. I mean, Emery's used to it, so he knows how to manage it. But the players, more importantly, have to get used to it and understand it. And they will have a whole season of being in a routine to manage that, and they will learn from it. So when it comes to the demands of the Champions League, they will be much better prepared. So it's in our interest to stay in this as long as possible and win it, hopefully.
Yeah,
I don't think it will come at the expense of the league. And as I've said a couple of weeks back, it was important for Villa, even though, you know, when you've just got beat by United and you've lost three at home in all competitions, despite that, I said, we've got to win our next three games.
Mm.
And that's not like entitlement because the teams are below you in the league. That is like, if you want to be taken seriously in the league, it also helps see the Conference League situation, because you're going into that Spurs game after picking up 9 out of 9 points, looking at that Spurs game, not playing catch-up, having put a little bit, just basically reclaiming the distance that you had in front of United. But you look at that Spurs game now and you think, well, a draw's a good result. A draw's better. A draw's almost worth 2 points.
Yeah.
Because you're keeping Spurs down. And if you hadn't won those 9 points, you would be looking at it would become this must-win situation. And then that puts pressure on this game against Ajax because you're thinking, oh, we've got to beat Spurs. And it takes away. But winning those three games, and this is how you manage, you know, you've got to put away the teams you were, you know, expect to. They say there's no easy game in the Premier League, but it's not that good a league. I mean, there's teams you've got to get rid of. So we've done really well to set up this week in the best way we possibly could.
Yeah.
And we don't even have to win this week. And we've had a good week.
Exactly.
That's a good thing. We can draw at Ajax, draw against Spurs, and it's still been a good week. And that's how taking care of business in the last three games has affected us. If we win both,
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.